want to know so bad, we named the show What's On Your Mind. Because we want to remind you, when we begin taking to the airwaves here from 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, AM 1090 The Flag, booming in the Bakken and KLTC, that we truly want to know what's on your mind. So call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You would honor us if you put that telephone number in your speed dial. That way it's right there, and it'll also ensure that you never have to remember the number.
Kind of like you and your kids, right?
Terrible. My wife, she just looks at me like, seriously, you know.
So and next time I have to ask you for your number, don't give me that look.
There. Our son, Alex, who's our oldest, he had an iPhone before he could get an iPhone because it was when AT&T was the only iPhone service.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yep.
And he was so gaga for iPhones that he got one in the cities, and he figured it out somehow, but he has a 612 number. And so he's always had a 612 number. Well, sure. It's bad enough remembering, you know, seven digits. You know, so I know it's a 612 number, but
North Dakota doesn't realize how spoiled it is to not have to keep track of a bunch of area codes. It's just about everybody's 701. But yeah.
So he's, you know, he's number two on my favorites list. My wife is first. Alex, Hannah, my brother Chris, who's our producer, and then, you know, some of our staff folks. You're on here, Todd. You know, my favorite.
Ooh.
But if somebody said, Scott Hinnon, for $1 million, what's Todd Mitchell's phone number?
He couldn't do it, right?
I would have to pass in the million because I'd go, well, let me go to my favorites here. Let me, you know.
Yeah, you don't get a lifeline on this thing either. Yeah. You got to get it.
Anyway.
Can you do Chris's number?
Yes, because you know why? Because
you can't do your son's number.
His number goes back to when we worked at WBAY,
and I
was working with the cell phone company, and guess what number I got him?
It's 0970 or something like that.
701-799-8888, purposely.
Oh, okay.
So I can always remember
that
one.
He appreciates having his cell phone number put on the air there.
Well, if anybody would like to be a guest on What's On Your Mind, now you know the producer's telephone number.
And yeah, Chris, in case you thought nobody was paying attention to the show, now you know.
Exactly right, yes. Call Chris 24/7, text him 701-799-8888.
I'm going to have to do that.
If you jotted that down, yeah. See, I can remember that number, but there's not many that I can. And I do remember Maria's, my wife. She got kind of an easy one. I will not say hers on the air because I enjoy being married. But
whereas you don't care, Chris.
No, he divorced me
tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm sure he'd like to. Anyway, a couple of things we want to chat about here today. And by the way, guests on the program include Congressman Kevin Cramer. He will be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. If you do have questions or comments for him, you can call now. Just press 1 when you call, and we'll get you in queue to ask your question of Congressman Cramer. Otherwise, join us next hour, and we'll talk with him about the farm bill passing and the Keystone Pipeline push and immigration reform in the House and, you know, the farm regulations with OSHA and where that's going. We have a lot to cover with him, but welcome your calls, questions, and comments. The North Dakota Family Alliance is hosting the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquets in Bismarck on the 10th and Fargo on the 11th. They're bringing in a great speaker to talk about marriage and life and religious liberty and what's not to like about faith, family, and freedom, right? So we'll talk with Tom Fryer and a great guest that'll be in the state next week as well. In the meantime, you tell us what you want to talk about at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, again, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two things on my mind, Todd. One is, I don't know if there's something in the water in Fargo or what, but have you heard this story about this restaurant owner, restaurant bar? It's called Santa Lucia. Okay, it's a Greek restaurant in Fargo. And the owner watched a couple of her employees serve a minor, a Bud Light, in one of these sting operations. Okay, and so the person comes in, flips the ID on the bar. One, the server looks at it and starts messing around with the calculator, and then asks the other one for some help, and they start messing around with the calculator. Long story short, they go, okay, give her the beer. Okay? And they got fined. Now, the girl was not old enough, and she gave them the ID, okay? So Santa Lucia is being fined. They're being fined, as you would expect, because this is a violation.
Blind leading the blind.
Of city code.
Okay.
But here's the beauty of the story.
Okay.
And I'm sure this wouldn't happen in Fezzenden, but it happened in Fargo. So I can't figure this out. The owner of the restaurant is challenging the fine, saying these poor kids were not trained in the server training to use a calculator. Therefore,
well, good luck on that one.
Good. Therefore, that they should be exempt from the fine.
Well, I don't see that.
You don't?
Oh, heck no.
Well, they didn't get calculator training.
Okay, but you know what? It's up to the owner of the restaurant, or the manager, or whoever. It's up to the restaurant to train the people, however they train them, be it a calculator, be it an abacus, be it a slide rule, whatever.
I do still use my fingers. I think the fingers would have been better. Okay, born in 19...
You take your shoes off.
Seriously, every watering hole I've ever been into has one of those cute little calendars, usually with a Budweiser or...
Yeah, I was going to say, can't be for this date.
Yeah, of course.
Make it real simple for everybody. Exactly.
Yeah, it's got the day's date, and it's got the year, that any time before that, they're not,
how many times in court has the, oh, but my people haven't been trained in defense work? So it never works.
I don't know what you think of that story, but it does, I imagine there's some folks outside of Fargo that are snickering.
Now.
Yeah. So that's one thing on my mind. And do you have any empathy for the owner and or the servers that they didn't need? This is sort of a kids today deal, isn't it? I mean, you depend that much on a calculator and then you can't even run a calculator?
Well,
it's a basic, simple math.
That is a sad thing in and of itself, but the my people were not trained defense does not work.
The other thing that I wanted to visit a little bit about is that the North Dakota Farm Bureau is promoting a candidate that we met yesterday on the program for Ag Commission. They've lost confidence in the current Ag Commission candidate. And so this is a little bit of a inter-family squabble amongst Republicans for the Ag Commission folks. And a lot of attention has been focused on some unprofessional conduct by Doug Goring that was in his file that has now come out. And my question to the audience is, if you followed the story on the conduct, which basically is using some inappropriate language, referring to an employee as a babe in the woods and saying, hey, I need some help for my harem. And evidently at some conference somewhere at a hotel, he had a bad back and he asked some people to help crack his back. And he since apologized. He since self-policed with some training. But is that a firing offense? I mean, he works for the citizens of North Dakota. And I'm curious if you believe that was a mistake that makes him unable to serve. Or whether or not you say, hey, look, he screwed up, he messed up, he said he's sorry, he attended some training, big deal. I don't know.
If nothing else, it may become the most contested Ag Commissioner candidacy within a party for a primary that you'll ever see.
No, it'll be a big battle, and assuming both of these candidates remain in, and obviously the Democrats will throw a candidate in as well, I think there's significant policy differences between the Farm Bureau and Doug Goring, and that is as much about this as anything. Quite honestly, I have some policy differences with Doug Goring. I think on the animal cruelty thing, I think on a few other issues, he's wanted everybody to love him. And when you want everybody to love you, and you try and have both sides,
it never works.
As a politician.
No.
So I think they have legitimate policy differences with them that I think should be the focus of this. I'm not sure that the things that he's done that we know about in this report are firing offenses, but I'd like to know.
Well, even she yesterday said she didn't want to make those the issues.
Right. Yeah. The person
she
involved.
She was very very upfront about that, which you have to admire that.
Yeah.
She could have played that card easily, and she didn't.
The commissioner will join us tomorrow on the program. We'll talk about it. And you're right. Rob Port, I think, interviewed the woman that was part of the complaint. Is that where you heard that? I saw it there or somewhere, but I know Rob did do an interview, so it was interesting. Let's get some calls in here. Carol and Minot listening on KCJB. Tell us, you found out what's on our mind. Tell us what's on yours.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the lady that sang the national anthem for the Super Bowl. I think if people can't sing, they should reject that. It should be considered an honor. If you're going to howl like a cat in heat, you shouldn't take the honor of singing the national anthem for anything, including high school ball games.
Are we talking about that opera singer? I forget her name.
Yes.
You didn't think she did a good job, huh?
I think it was absolutely horrible, and that's when I shut the TV off until I knew it was over, and I thought, it should be considered an honor. It's our national anthem, and it should be considered, something. If you can't sing, don't do it. And that was my comment.
You know, Carol, do you remember Roseanne Barr at a baseball game?
I was just thinking that. At least they didn't get Roseanne Barr for this.
Right. I mean,
nobody will make that mistake ever again.
I remember that nightmare. And my deal on the Star Spangled Banner is just do it without your little signature. You know, it does pretty well in
yeah, that's not one of those songs you reinterpret, rearrange and stuff.
Just sing the song, right? You know,
sing the song, and then, I mean, if you don't know how to sing it, reject the offer. Don't make
Renee
the offer.
Fleming, that was her name.
I don't know, but she shouldn't have done it. And I just thought that, you know, I'm probably not the only one that thought that. And, you know, it should be considered an honor. It is our national anthem. Don't butcher it or stay home, you know.
Yeah, almost as bad as the football game itself, Carol. The national. I didn't hear it, so I have to tell you that I.
If you'd have waited one more minute, you'd have seen the first play and known it was over at that point.
There you go. Thanks, Carol. Appreciate the call. Gene and Valley City, your next up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain? Worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So proudly we hailed.
I know this is fine. This is beautiful. I might test on the Star Spangled Banner if the hair stands up on the back of my neck. And maybe this is.
My test is if she would have grabbed her crotch at the end like Roseanne Barr, then it probably would not have been good.
Just gave me a visual I really didn't need here. She's an opera star.
Right. It's an that's what you'd pretty much expect to get when you have an opera singer and not a country or pop singer.
Now, is she going to go over the top here at the end?
Big finish. Todd Mitchell can either hit nor hold that high note.
You know what? I'm a Renee Fleming fan. I don't want to take exception with Carolyn Minot, and I respect her opinion. I thought that was fabulous. I really did. I got the goosebumps.
It sounded like an opera singer singing it. I guess if you don't like an opera singer singing it, then you're not going to like any of them. But,
true.
But, yeah, I mean, if you'd rather have a pop person or a country person, it probably wouldn't have sounded as operatic. But
I like the lady. Anyway, well, sorry, Carol. I still love you. Thanks for listening.
We love you, too.
Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for waiting.
Thanks for playing the Star Spangled Banner. Now I'm going to have to put up a flag in the barn here.
I hope so. Good idea.
That was beautiful, and I had goosebumps.
I did, too.
Anyway, last Friday I called in. You guys were talking about country of origin labeling, and I brought up the beef checkoff. And I made the statement that the Canadian cattle coming in aren't paying the dollar checkoff. And right after I called, I think the North Dakota Beef Council called in and said, yes, they are. Okay, I talked to Bill Bullard, head of our calf. Okay, the Canadian cattle are supposed to be paying the dollar a head. And there's no way of verifying that they are. Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, but I just got distracted from the sound of that cow in the background there, which I absolutely love.
So that was not me, for the record.
Can you move a little closer to the cow so we can hear that?
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah,
well,
that's priceless.
I don't know what they're bawling about. They just had their grain, so they should shut up.
No, I quite appreciate it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Anyway, hey, Gene, I'm going to do you this promise. We're going to get some folks on each side of this issue and spend some real time on country of origin labeling.
Okay.
I don't know what side I'm
great.
On.
Give me a minute here, Scott.
I don't have a minute. I got a full bank of calls, and I don't want to get back. I promise you this, Gene. Do me a favor. Call back on the off-air line. Leave me everything you wanted to say, and we will use it when tackle this topic, which will be within the next week. Both sides, I promise we're doing it, because I don't know what side I'm on. I believe that the free market ought to sort this out, but I also know there needs to be referees in a game, and so I want to spend some more time on it. So do me a favor.
Okay,
I'll call you back offline. First, appreciate it. Thanks, Gene. Dan in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, well, I guess first thing I got to say is I agree with that lady about the song on the Star Spangled Banner, but then I'm not an opera lover, and I guess you are.
Well, I'm not an opera lover. I fall asleep at the opera, but I appreciate the talent, right? I mean, my wife has tried to culture me, and we'll go to Broadway shows if we're in New York, and I do love a Broadway show, but I've actually never been to an opera, but I'm not really much of an opera lover, to tell you the truth. But I thought that was pretty. I thought she did it well. But anyway, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, or the listener, I guess, at this point.
Right.
Anyway.
What I was going to talk about was the North Dakota State Fair versus the Ward County Historical Society in Minot. The State Historical Society has been on a plot of land on the state fairgrounds continuously since 1951. And the State Fair and Historical Society has, until the last couple of years, had an extremely good relationship where they would promote each other, help each other, work together. Now, for some reason, in the last couple of years, the State Fair has decided they wanted the Historical Society off their land.
Yes, we've been following that story. It's a Hatfield and McCoy deal. It's bad news. There's lawyers involved. Whose side are you on, Dan?
Well, I'm on the side of the people. And if it was to do what I think it should do, and that would be to go to a vote of the people, I think the Ward County Historical Society would win, because most anybody you talk to anywhere in the state is for having the Historical Society remain where it has been since 1951.
I agree with you. I'm on your side.
It's a point of law.
Yeah, I'm on your side, and this has to be fixed. We're due for an update on that, because we have had both sides of that issue on the program. We've covered it, but we're probably due for an update up there to find out what's going on. But you got a good idea, Dan. Let the voters of Minot decide. Take that to the mayor or somebody. I mean, somebody should do something. I got to keep rolling, because we have full calls here, but I appreciate the comment, and we'll stay on the story. Paula and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Paula went away. Steve, northbound on Highway 3? Where's Highway 3, Steve?
Steele, I'm trying to get to Carrington. It's blowing a little bit up here, not too bad. But I just wanted to comment on Heidi Heitkamp. First of all, great. It's awesome that she's coming on and giving access to her. I applaud her for that. But this Obamacare thing, and I tried to jump back in and follow up, trying to put a happy face on that, is lying to the constituents of North Dakota. I mean, the website still does not work very well. People cannot go in and make any corrections that they need if there were mistakes. There's no back end on the website. We talked about this, Scott. They can't figure out which insurance company to pay for coverages. Again, that's not compliant with state laws. They would be shut down if they were a private sector company. The nonpartisan budget office, whatever, just came out and said exactly what we all know. It's going to encourage people not to work, therefore significantly reducing full-time employment over time. We all knew that. It's been confirmed. They're dancing around that.
And by the way, the CBO, that's that story, the CBO is saying, again, because of Obamacare, there will be less people employed. And the New York Times even had to report that today, which is why I believe, if I recall correctly your comment, you talked about two 747s colliding. That's how big a disaster this was in your comment yesterday. And I picked up with that with Senator Heitkamp and said, you know, and she believes it's partisan. I thought the headline out of yesterday's interview was her defense of Obamacare. She is defending it, and she says the critics are partisans. I don't think it's partisans. I don't think it's right-wing wackos. I think it's people that see their health care coverage going away. Appreciate the call, Steve.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepel on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
There was nothing wrong with that national anthem rendition at all. In fact, I think it's about one of the best I've heard in a long time. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with him. I'm a new fan of Renee, what's her name, as a matter of fact. Here's another that came in during the break.
PC stuff with Doug Goring, you know, we're getting kind of way too far in one way. PC correctness has just gone off a deep end. I mean, we're human. We're only human. We're not going to...
We're not going to what?
We're not going to.
Let's try again here.
Just PC stuff with Doug Goring, you know, we're getting kind of way too far in one way. PC correctness has just gone off a deep end. I mean, we're human. We're only human. We're not going to...
We're not sure why I keep stopping where it stops there, but...
All the time. We're not computerized. We don't have words scripted for us. We interact with people, and that's how we interact. I can't understand all this PC BS. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
All right, you said it well. Sorry, it took me a couple times to figure out how to work the equipment here, but he's. Here's the line that I take from that: we're all human, right?
True.
So you know, I think sometimes there's a game of gotcha that goes on. And by the way, Republicans do it, Democrats do it. You know, I mean, it happens in businesses. You know, you have a disagreement with somebody for a different reason, and you sort of say, see, okay, I caught you. There you go. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's really unfortunate. And I think there's the line that sticks with me from that caller, we're all human. So let's talk about real differences on the policy side, but let's remember we're dealing with the person who was, obviously human, and we're all human. We
remember,
make mistakes.
Remember from yesterday, though, Judy Essenson did say she didn't want to make any of that
right
an issue
yeah,
in her campaign. So, in a sense, okay, well, we all know it's there, but that's not why she's running. Why bring it up?
Right. I really think it is about policy differences, and I think I'd be a lot better a place to go. But the media is focusing on the inappropriate conduct. So, anyway, we'll continue to follow that story and welcome more of your calls. You can call 24/7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us on the air. Well, we want to tell you about a special event coming up, the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquets. Bismarck on the 10th of February, Fargo on the 11th, and Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance that is putting on these events is joining us in studio today. Tom, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you.
Nice to see you. You have a special guest on the phone. It'll be the guest speaker of these events, Ryan Anderson of the Heritage Foundation. Ryan, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be with you.
So, first of all, Tom, just to, if you would, tell us what the North Dakota Family Alliance is all about, and then how it is that you're bringing in Ryan for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquets.
Well, we are a nonprofit, and we deal with the public policy issues of life and marriage and anything that has to do with the family. And we have annual events where we bring in a speaker to speak about a topic. This topic, as we have over the last number of years, is focused on marriage. We really believe that marriage is the foundation of the family of society. And we really believe, even though on any given day there are lots of important issues in this world, the future of this country really is going to be determined on what happens to the family. And that's why Ryan is coming to town, and I can't wait to hear from him today. Besides the events, the two events you discussed, we're going to keep him busy. I don't know if he knows about all the venues, but 7 venues over the course of 2 days.
Wow. So which you can find out more about on your website, I assume, if you want to hear from Ryan at any one of those different places you'll be at. And Ryan, I know you are a, for lack of a better term, kind of a wonk, I guess, a policy kind of guy that writes and researches about marriage with the Heritage Foundation, but you're a marriage expert. You're give me the lay of the land nationally. Is marriage under attack, the institution of marriage?
Oh, sure. It's been under attack for a couple generations now, both in culture and in law and policy. You really can't talk about the efforts right now to redefine marriage, to eliminate sexual complementarity, to redefine marriage, to take away the male-female aspect, without putting it in the broader context of 40-some years of no-fault divorce, of premarital sex, of cohabitation, of the hookup culture, of the rise of pornography. It's all part of the same piece. What that same piece is, it's a undervaluing of the unique importance of a man and a woman committing to each other permanently and exclusively to then be mother and father to any children that their union produces. And there's been a whole host of ways in which that union, which we call marriage, has been under attack in law, in policy, and in culture.
What's the biggest threat out of those, law, policy, culture? I know you were part of the effort that filed a brief before the Supreme Court in the defense of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, which Bill Clinton signed, which our current president was in favor of when he became president. He's changed his mind since. But, I mean, this was not a Republican-Democrat thing. This was pretty much everybody agrees in what marriage stands for. Obviously, the political winds are changing a little bit there. But is it the courts, given your credentials before the Supreme Court on this issue, is it policy or is it just us? Is it just the culture itself?
It's right now, the biggest threat is definitely the law. So it's going to be the courts. And the question is, will the courts respect the authority of citizens and their elected officials to make marriage laws that tell the truth about marriage? Or will the courts usurp that authority, issue an activist ruling striking down state marriage laws like they did 41 years ago with Roe v. Wade, when they, you know, usurped the authority from citizens and their elected officials to pass laws that protected unborn life? Will the court now do something similar with respect to marriage? And the reason I say that the courts and the law is the most threatening right now is because what we've seen happen is that after states have redefined marriage, it makes it impossible, virtually impossible, to even do good work at the cultural level. We've seen adoption agencies have been shut down because they wanted to find homes with married moms and dads for the children in their care. But once you redefine marriage, it's considered discrimination to treat a same-sex couple differently than a married mom and dad. We've seen photographers and florists and bakers and innkeepers who have been penalized by law because they didn't want to be coerced into treating a same-sex relationship as if it's a marriage, even when that violates their conscience and their religious liberty rights. So a lot hinges on what the law will do. And the last thing I'll mention is, you know, you said it's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's not even an American issue. This is a human issue. What we saw up until the year 2000, there was no political community on the face of the earth throughout all of time that had ever defined marriage as anything other than a male-female relationship. This is something that the ancient Greeks and Romans, it's something that the Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, it's something that Eastern thinkers, Enlightenment thinkers, they all agreed on this one aspect, that marriage is a male-female relationship, even when they disagreed about so much else. And what they realized there was that this is something about human nature. It's about what can happen in the union of man and woman and how that union can produce children and how those children deserve a mother and a father. And marriage is the institution that unites those people into an enduring, permanent relationship.
You're listening to Ryan Anderson. Ryan works with the Heritage Foundation, where he researches marriage and writes about it, and has been a national speaker, debater, and featured on a lot of major news networks, played a role in the brief before the Supreme Court on this battle over marriage. He will be a guest of the North Dakota Family Alliance in North Dakota First Series events, the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquets in Bismarck, February 10th, and in Fargo on February 11th, if you want to hear more about him. And if you have any questions or comments, a few minutes for calls, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Are we winning? I think the majority of people within the sound of our voices today on this program would agree with you on the issue of marriage. How are we faring? You know, Minnesota's you know, close, and obviously some things have happened there recently in the courts that raised a few eyebrows that this was coming to the heartland, to the Midwest. Obviously, we've seen things in California, Massachusetts, another thing that raised eyebrows. I mean, are we losing this battle in defense of marriage, Ryan?
We definitely, it's an uphill battle right now for us, but I don't think that should be any reason to grow discouraged. It was a much steeper uphill climb for the pro-life movement 41 years ago. The day after the Roe v. Wade decision, everyone expected the pro-life movement to be over. And instead, it really re-energized and rejuvenated the pro-life movement. And now today, more young people are pro-life than their parents. So one of the things that we've seen happen is that the pro-life movement got to work educating. It organized political groups, it organized cultural groups, it organized education initiatives, and it bore good fruit. People have been converted to the pro-life cause because the arguments and the sonogram and the March for Life and a whole host of activities that pro-lifers have engaged in have reached hearts and minds. The marriage movement is in its infancy. Now, those who want to redefine marriage have been working at this in a well-organized, well-funded fashion for about 20 or 30 years. You know, there's been a push to redefine marriage for 20 or 30 years, and our side is only now beginning to respond. And so a lot of people just don't understand how to articulate the truth that's written on their heart about marriage, the union of a husband and a wife, a mother and a father. And we're just starting to help people articulate what they know to be true. And this was something that the pro-lifers had to do. You know, people knew that there's something wrong about killing an unborn child, but they weren't quite sure how to explain it. They said, oh, you can't impose your religion on me. There's nothing religious about this view. There's a scientific fact about what an unborn human being is, and there's a moral truth that every human life has a right to life. Something very similar is the case with marriage. A lot of people don't yet know how to think and how to articulate this universal human truth about the institution of marriage.
Well, I'm curious in that regard how we could do it better. One thing I think, Tom, and I'm not being critical specifically of the North Dakota Family Alliance because you guys do so much good work, but I think the movement in general sometimes tends to focus on the same-sex marriage debate more than just the defense of marriage overall. In other words, I don't know percentage-wise, Ryan, you probably know this, you know, how many same-sex you know, relationships there are in the United States, but I bet it's a small percentage compared to, for instance, people that are in adulterous affairs. Right. And so that's just as wrong if you believe that marriage is between a man and a woman and is sacrosanct as is same sex marriage. Yet we seem to focus on the same sex argument, which is polarizing rather than just the defense of marriage. Am I wrong, Ryan?
Yeah, slightly. And I hate disagreeing with the host. But I think if you look at this historically, the push to redefine marriage to include same sex couples is not a fight that conservatives picked. Conservatives were working in the 80s and 90s in what was termed the marriage movement. Now it's the original marriage movement. And they were combating all of the things you just discussed. They were pushing back against no-fault divorce laws, which were a liberal innovation. They were pushing back against the rise of cohabitation. They were pushing back against the rise of unwed childbearing. They said all of these things are disasters, both for the women and for the children. And they said we have to find a way to reform marriage to get more men to commit to the women and to the children. Redefining marriage now to say that fathers are optional makes that work that much more difficult.
Yeah, and that's a cultural thing that is a definite huge worry. Hang on, we'll finish this thought on the other side of the break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NASAconsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Take a trip around the region here, see what we're looking at. We had a call earlier from someone on Highway 3 heading to Carrington, said it was a little blustery out there, and the winds are blowing again. Bismarck Northwest at 14, and Garrison Northwest at 15. I'm just looking for the windier spots here. Looks like down in Sioux Falls, 14. Otherwise, everywhere in the 10 to 12 range. Fargo North-Northwest at 12. Devil's Lake Northwest at 7. They'll pick up as we go throughout the day. 1 below in Bismarck, 5 below Williston now. Dickinson, 8 below. Minot, 7 below. Garrison, minus 2. Hettinger, 15 below. Bowman at 15 below. Jamestown, minus 1. Devil's Lake, minus 2. Grand Forks, 5 below. Fargo, 1 below. Montana side, Miles City at 20 below. Below Glasgow, 16 below. Rapid City, minus 3. Pier at 3 below. Aberdeen at 0. Lemon, South Dakota, 15 below. Kind of weird how we're all over this map here, isn't it? And anyway, we'll keep posted on all of that for you today. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the folks that are creating thousands and thousands of good jobs in the oil industry and great careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth at the same time. $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, energy security in America. Find out more about about how they're doing it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Continuing our conversation with Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance and Ryan Anderson of the Heritage Foundation, who will be at events in Fargo, including the Faith Family Freedom Dessert Banquet, 10th in Bismarck, 11th in Fargo. I understand also next Wednesday that Ryan will be debating former Fargo Mayor John Lindgren, longtime gay rights activist, I guess, would be the best way to probably describe Mayor Lindgren. And I would love to be in that room at NDSU, 3 o'clock on Wednesday, Tom?
Yes, Tuesday. I'm sorry, Scott. On Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon up at the campus of NDSU. And then at 3 p.m. On Monday, right here in Bismarck, Ryan will be down at the University of Mary. A number of ethics and religion classes are going to kind of come together and hear his views and do some question and answer. And at that time as well, I think we're going to be inviting the press to come so that we can have Ryan be able to address many of the issues that we're talking about here today.
Answer my question that I asked Ryan before the break, just about the focus sometimes being on the polarizing part of this debate rather than on the larger defense of marriage where most folks are with us.
Yeah, well, I think Ryan's got it exactly right. We know where the focus is today. I don't think we or Ryan is interested in making that the focus. So we are interested in promoting marriage. As God's plan for marriage, we believe, is between a man and a woman, and you become husband and wife, and you have children, and that just perpetuates itself forever and ever, as Ryan has just mentioned, for centuries. But when something comes against that institution of marriage and there's a redefinition that people are seeking, then the folks that are supporting marriage, as we are and as Ryan is, we need to defend it. And Ryan does a marvelous job. And one more thing I'll mention before we get back to Ryan is that some people think that's the young that are moving away from marriage. Well, Ryan, are you 31 or are you 32 now?
I'm 32 now. I've had a birthday. Yep.
Well, Ryan is emblematic of young people that understand what marriage is about.
Well, we appreciate that, but I must tell you that, you know, I mean, a lot of folks say trains left the station on this for that very reason that Tom's describing, that the young folks just don't care. It's sort of a relativism argument, right? There are no rules. Just come on, free, let me and be. And is Tom right, Ryan? Is that our biggest worry right now, that the young people just don't see marriage as being between a man on a woman?
I think that's right. That is a challenge. But remember, that this is what they said about young people back in the 1970s with respect to abortion. And I keep drawing this parallel because I really think the pro-life movement can help us think through this. But they were saying in the 70s that all of the young people were in favor of abortion. And we had prominent pro-life politicians like Bill Clinton and Al Gore and Jesse Jackson and Ted Kennedy who evolved on the life issue and became pro-choice. We forget that all four of those prominent liberals were originally pro-life because they understood that protecting the little guy is what liberalism was all about, but they evolved. And then we saw the young people followed the lead of the elite. But now, 40 years later, my generation is more pro-life than my parents' generation. And the reason why is that we made argument, and we came up with strategies not just to reach the mind, but also to reach the heart.
Sure, and that's so important.
And so we now have to do that with, marriage. And I would just say that we shouldn't underestimate the power of law to teach. One of the things that no-fault divorce did was that it redefined marriage to make it a temporary relationship. And divorce rates had been in single digits, and at one point they peaked near 50% because the law had changed what were the grounds for divorce. In common law, it was the three A's of abuse, abandonment, and adultery. These were very serious reasons for filing for a divorce. With no-fault divorce, you could abandon your spouse for any reason or no reason at all, and then we saw behavior changed as a result. And so if we now redefine marriage to say fathers are optional, it'll be really hard for the cultural institutions to insist that fathers aren't essential. And that's what the challenge we're up against.
Really tight on time here, but I do want to get Tom and Jamestown with a quick comment for our guest. Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Tom Fryer and Ryan Anderson. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say that I really appreciate the fact that the North Dakota Family Alliance is sponsoring this event as part of their annual fundraising that takes place, that will take place in both Bismarck and Fargo. I think the North Dakota Family Alliance has been instrumental in helping to maintain what is, I feel, basically a culture that's not as bad as it is in other parts of the United States. And the North Dakota Family Alliance should get a lot of credit for that. They've done a lot of hard work behind the scenes that a lot of people aren't aware of. And I just really, really appreciate the job that Tom Fryer has done through the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Tom, thanks for the call. And remember, on Giving Hearts Day, you can double your donation to the folks at North Dakota Family Alliance. Ryan, Tom, thanks a lot. We're out of time.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.